didn't know I wouldn't have
managed
to do this.
Yeah, right.
Alright, take it away.
Had any birthday wishes, mate?
Just to stay injury free and just looking forward to round one now. So
was this sort of this time last year, can you compare how you feel to now?
Yeah, this time last year was a few doubts and stuff, coming back into footy, and but I was in good shape there. I'm in good shape now, and just looking forward to getting out there playing round one now with the boys.
You might not have, you certainly won't have Robbie, the question mark over Trav and Sam, and then Tom Rockliffe comes in. So a few new faces. How do you feel you've built chemistry with your new midfielder?
Yeah, the new guys have come in really, really well, really professional, and they've been training ours down. So hopefully get Rocky back, and I think Trav and Peps are going to be fine as well. The club just didn't want to take any risk heading into a JLT game. So just looking forward to bringing the boys together and playing for those four premiership points.
Any of those new boys out there on the track who've been reading those taps of yours? Pretty nicely.
Yeah, Rocky moves well. He knows the right spots to get into and stuff like that. So, looking forward to getting him out there, because he's been a little bit limited over the past few weeks. So, I'm a little bit excited to get him amongst it.
It was a pretty big hit out on the weekend against Sam Jacobs. How did you find it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a tale of two halves, really. In terms of the game and also playing against Source, I think the first half he probably got a little bit of the ball, and I was trying to work him out a bit, but I reckon in the end, I'd done my job for the team, which helped us get over the line. So I was happy with the performance, but it's only JLT, so we'll bring on the real stuff now.
What does it do to your confidence to be able to go up against someone like Sam Jacobs and do pretty well against him?
Yeah, always want to play against the best, and he certainly is one of the best out there. So, you just got to take that in your stride, and always strive to beat the best out there. So, I love those sort of challenges.
How do you approach round one this time around? As we said, you're in ripping shape last year, and you are this year as well. Mentally, what is the difference? Because you would have gone into round one last year trying to prove something, especially to yourself. What's the approach like mentally this time?
To back it up. Come out and, I want to come out this year and at least stay on par with last year. And, I'm always looking to try and improve on my game, but, I had a pretty good year last year. So just to make, a few baby steps here and there and improving my game and, just try and have the output that I had last year. I think my coaches, my teammates are all looking for that, and I know I'm capable of it.
Can you get better?
Elaborate.
you want this one, Steve? Right, you take this one.
Hands up, please.
Yeah, just elaborating, Fede. I mean, what areas can you get better at? Well, you mentioned the improvement that you'd like to get, but
I've been working on a few little things. I won't give any secrets away, but maybe hitting the scoreboard a little bit more. The guys and coaches, they have confidence in the way I'll kick the ball at goal, so... hopefully hitting the scoreboard a little bit more, easing that pressure on Charlie and the boys down there, and then just overall improving your own game, trying to get involved in the play as much as I can.
No Jackson this year. Is your backup when you need a bit of a breather?
I'm not too sure. We still have the coaches go with, but we've tried a couple of young boys out. But I think guys like Westy and Charlie might have to give me a chop out for the first half of the year. I should be all right to be able to play out pretty much full games for a good while, and those guys will come in there and give me the chop out when time needs me.
Yeah. Does that bring even more pressure this year, Paddy, being the only sole premium
ruckman? I always like it that way. The more I can stay in the contest and stay in the game, the more influence I can hopefully have on the team. So I think I can run out games pretty well, and Not much to change from last year to this year, so yeah, looking forward to that.
And how does it feel going into the season as the All Australian ruckman? Do you feel any pressure?
Oh, definitely. You know, guys out there, there's a lot of good ruckmen out there coming back in. You know, Maxi Gawn, Nick Nat, we've got Sauce down the road. Toddy Goldstein is another one who's going to be looking to get back to his best footy. So, you know, it's a big challenge for me, but, you know, I look forward to, you know, marking myself against those sorts of guys.
It's a bit of a target on your back, even more so now with some of those big guns coming in and the All-Australian status, do you think?
I'll try not to think of it that way. I just look to go out there and, you know, play the best footy I can and have that influence on the team. You know, I know if I have a very good influence on the team, we normally win most of our games, so that's all I'll be focusing on.
Jack Roger, Jasper, how's he look at it?
I think it's just a little hammy or something, but yeah, they'll look after him and try and get him back out as quick as possible.
Paddy, was there ever a concern about how the midfield would gel, the new faces?
Nah, not when you're bringing in Rocky and stuff like that. These guys are, you know, a couple of past captains of other AFL clubs, so you're bringing in quality. It's not like you're bringing in new kids that are still raw and everything. You know, these guys have been through it. They know what, you know how to handle themselves, know what's going on, and they fit straight in.
Ollie said last year your ruck work was like silver service, that you gave it to them on a platter. When you look down and you see, you know, Wines and Gray, you love that, but from your point of view, to fill you with a bit more confidence knowing, like you say, these guys aren't kids, you're tapping it to some elite players.
Yeah, it's always great to have, you know, players like Robbie and Big Wall underneath. They give me a lot of confidence, just their ability to be able to win the ball and, you know, hard contests as well. I'm not always going to win the hit-outs and stuff, so I've got to have, you know, trust in the midfielders to hopefully get it done for me as well. So it's, you know, both ways. Feeling's mutual. With me and the boys in there.
Happy they kept the centre mounts, or would you prefer the thrower?
I just got to play it as it goes. You know, I'd probably prefer just to throw it up because I can just get my timing and you know, just quickly run in and jump. And but bouncing is a part of the game, I guess, and probably don't want to take that away.
Paddy, it was an eventful off season for you. How do you reflect on that?
I'm already past a lot of it. Yeah, just looking forward to the year. I try not to dwell on too many things, especially, you know, things that go wrong. So, yeah, I haven't thought anything about the off season at all.
It's a bit of a learning curve for you.
Oh, for sure. You take lessons out of everything, and I certainly took a lot of lessons out of that one. So,
are you disappointed with the coverage at all, Paddy? We spoke to you before the sort of trial and you had a chance to clear your name. Felt as though maybe you're disappointed with maybe the way the media covered it initially?
Oh, look, you know, it got covered. It was big news at the time, but, you know, that's the job of you guys. And, you know, I respect you've got a job as well. And, you know, in the end, like I said, it got sorted out. So I always had confidence that it would pan out that way.
The last two premiers have had sort of key ruckmen. The art of ruck work, are you confident that it's still, you know, that when you see Sean Greg going up in a grand final with Richmond and that sort of thing, as a ruckman, how do you feel about that? Are you confident sort of your craft's got a big place in the modern game?
Yeah, for sure. That, you know, other guys, you know, Richmond didn't really have, you know, guys like that going up in the ruck. You know, but that's just their team. In terms of our team, I know how important I am to us, and especially our midfield group, to be able to get my hands on the ball and put it to the right spots for the mid. So it varies team to team. You know, all I know is I'm important to this side.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paddy. Cheers, boys. Thank you.